I want you to find your way to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. That's going to be a background for our verse. In spite of God's leadership, the people of Judah were pretty unreliable when it came to following the Lord, which creates real problems for the man of God whose life it is to work with them, and it certainly was for Jeremiah. So I want us to get some background on the verse of scripture that's going to be our text this evening. The people of Israel had just come out of a time of real revival under Josiah. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 1. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And he walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he was 16, he began to seek after the God of David his father, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence, and the images that were on high above them he cut down, and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. He got rid of all. He brake in pieces and made dust of them and strode it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars. And he cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even unto Naphtali, with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graven images into powder, and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. Now verse 33. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertain to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all his days they departed not from following the Lord and God of their fathers. You wish that that would be repeated over and over, but of course it wasn't. Go with me to chapter 36 and look at verse 5. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. These people knew what was right, and they are choosing to do wrong. They backslid on God. Now here's what Jeremiah had to say to them in the midst of this. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2. Look at verse 19. And this is our text this evening. Jeremiah told Judah, "Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore, and see that it is an evil thing and bitter, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts." Here's how God viewed the backsliding in that day. First of all, looking into the past, God remembers. There's a wistfulness in his word in chapter 2 and verses 2 and 3. In the past, God remembers some things about Israel. go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. God is looking back, and he remembers some good things about Israel before they backslid. Second of all, looking at the present, God rebukes them. Verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt? And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. Looking at the present of what they were doing, he rebukes them. And then looking at the future, God reveals something to them. He issues a warning to this very, very fickle people. Once again, verse 19. Thine own wickedness shall correct thee. It's built in. Just like today, there's some things that you can choose to do, but the repercussions are built in. Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backslidings shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. And if it was true for Israel, ladies and gentlemen, it is true today for us and where we are before God. Second of all, here are some principles regarding backsliding. These steps aren't planned or calculated, but rather they are just taken for granted. And one of the things that we need to pray often in our prayer life is, oh God, don't let me take things for granted, what you have done for me. First of all, backsliding does not occur suddenly. Somebody said this, no man suddenly becomes base. No one ever gets up after, you know, being around 50 years and says something like, you know what, I think I'll start smoking and drinking today. They haven't smoked or drank all their life. They get up in the morning and say, I think I'll start smoking and drinking. That never happens. It happens over a long period of time. One small compromise at a time will lead to destruction in your life. And I'm talking about your spiritual life. Not reading the Word of God. Not praying. Missing visitation, beginning to take the services of the church for granted, where you can miss Sunday morning, or you can miss Sunday night, or you can miss Wednesday night. It's not a big deal. Yes, it is. Second of all, backsliding most often occurs in time of blessing. Look at verse 7 in Jeremiah chapter 2. I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defile my land and made mine heritage an abomination. This was a time of blessing that God brings them in. They didn't have to plant the vineyards. They didn't have to build the cities. They didn't have to pave the roads. It was all done for them. And it was in that background that they just took it for granted. And they lose their blessing. When testing comes to us, we are purified. When prosperity comes to us, many, many times, we are vulnerable. I want you to hold your place in Jeremiah and go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 9. Back to the left in your Bible. Nehemiah chapter 9. This happens over and over in Israel. Nehemiah chapter 9, let's begin reading in verse 24. So the children went in and possessed the land, and thou subduedest before then the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gavest them into their hands with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities and a fat land and possessed houses full of all goods. The cabinets were full, wells digged, vineyards and oliveyards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. Nevertheless, oh my goodness, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee, and they wrought great provocations. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies who vexed them, and in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies, and testifiedest against them, that thou might bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgment, which if a man do, he shall live in them. Thine own wickedness shall correct thee. And withdrew the shoulder and hardened their neck and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them and testified against them by thy spirit in the prophets, yet they would not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and a merciful Lord. Third, backsliding flourishes under loose leadership. Look at verse 8, Jeremiah chapter 2. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. The leaders were not doing their job. They were not proclaiming from the pulpits, thus saith the Lord. Fourth, Backsliding involves two specific sins: forsaking the true God and finding an empty substitute. Look at verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Man is incurably religious. He will worship something. Fifth, backsliding provides its own consequence. Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backslidings shall reprove thee. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you either believe that or you do not. But that is the truth from God's word. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. It isn't the Lord who loses when we backslide. It's us. The price of backsliding is painfully high, but it's a price that we volunteer to pay when we choose to go back on God. Last of all, what's the remedy? It's really very simple, as you would probably guess. Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3, look at verse 12 and 13. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord. I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Return to God. Father, thank you for your wonderful word. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for all that you do for us. Father, we just ask that we might remember these words and this admonition. And dear Father, help us not to backslide, in Jesus' name.